The industry conference was for electric utility companies, analysts, and those interested in the business. In one session, Thomas J. May, the president and CEO of Northeast Utilities, spoke about his company's Northern Pass project.
This project has the support of every environmental group in New England, basically.
That came as a huge and infuriating surprise to some of the region's major environmental groups. Jack Savage is with the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, which opposes the project.
Well, I thought at best Mr. May was irresponsibly misinformed.
Christophe Corshane is a lawyer for the Conservation Law Foundation, which opposes the project in its current form.
We're not aware of any groups that support the project.
A Northern Pass spokesman didn't respond when asked for a list of the environmental groups May said were supporting the project. May also puzzled some people with a comment about ISO New England, which operates the region's high-voltage power grid and wholesale electricity markets.
ISO New England, which is responsible for our reliability and keeping the lights on to a great degree, are very concerned about capacity and the need for increased fuel diversity. So they have been a big proponent of this project.
But ISO New England spokeswoman Marsha Blomberg said the group has not taken a position on Northern Pass. May also suggested there's good news ahead when Governor-elect Maggie Hassan takes office.
There is a new governor in New Hampshire that we believe is supportive of the project.
However, Hassan spokesman Mark Goldberg said Hassan is not supportive of the initial proposal, and any new proposal should undergo rigorous review and address concerns of the communities involved. Finally, May told the group that the governor of Connecticut, where Northeast Utilities is based, is behind the project and will go to some lengths to help it.
Governor Malloy has been very outspoken about it. It's suggested that he would go to President Obama to help us with the licensing on this project.
Andrew Doma, a spokesman for Governor Daniel Malloy, said the governor thinks Northern Pass could be a good thing for the region. But Doma said the governor did not offer to speak to President Obama about it. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.